Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All of a sudden, will you just take a look at me just real quick? I mean, I know I'm wearing a new shirt and everything.
Yeah.
Do I have superhuman strength? Does it appear that I have superhuman strength?
No.
No?
How do you know?
It just doesn't appear that way.
Okay, I'm just asking. Like, wow, all of a sudden take the negative.
I mean, you look good.
No, I go first world problems. I go to open the gate. There's a guy that comes today.
Uh-huh.
And I go to open the gate on there's a gate on the side of the house. I know it sounds really amazing. It's so not. I ripped the thing right out of the brick.
Nice.
Oh. I ripped. No.
Oh, my God.
No. I get the idea it's been that way for a minute, and then now I think the wind got it.
Yeah, because how often are you using that gate?
Every week.
Oh, okay.
But I think it gives the impression that somebody else did something to it, and they just, here, we'll just set it back and nobody will notice. And then but I'm out there at 5:10 or whatever this morning, and the thing just boom, falls over, and then I'm like... And then I'm thinking, I'm making so much noise. One of my neighbors is either A, going to come out shooting, or B, call the cops.
Yeah. I'm going to think you're trying to break into your own house.
Right?
Yeah.
So, just stupid. And I thought I had a guy. I thought I had a guy, but I don't know.
Uh-oh. Was he supposed to be there upon you leaving?
No. But I thought I had a gate guy, but I don't know anymore. It seems sketchy.
A gate guy. I got a garage door guy.
Right.
He could fix a gate.
Long time P1, Ricky.
Yeah.
Nah, this is different. This is different than the garage. It's just, yeah.
You need like a specialty gate guy.
But yeah, it's got me. I'm all thrown off. I'm all thrown off. All the inanimate objects are turning on me.
So what did you do
with the gate? Like, what is it? What's happening with the gate right now?
I believe the word you're looking for is propped. I think the word you're looking for is yeah, because it's not really leaning.
Okay.
It's just, it's so the other guy that needs to get in the gate so that he can, they can get in.
Does it appear like...
If they even breathe on it, that thing's going over.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, and it'll cause much more damage.
What about dogs? Do they go in the backyard much?
Different, there's double gate.
Ah.
Ooh.
Double gate. This is like an area, like, I guess, if it's the model, it's like the model of the house where if you wanted to have... Put jet skis back there. You know what I mean? Oh, like, okay. There's a little area.
Okay.
Or whatever. It's basically worthless for me because I don't have jet skis. I don't have nothing.
Interesting.
It's just stupid. Now it's just stupid. Now it's just even more stupid.
Right.
Because it's ineffective.
Now, you mentioned inanimate objects with plural. So the gate, what else has...
Proximity card trying to get into work.
Oh, that's a bad
On
sound.
Monday.
Oh, no.
On Monday. Yeah, especially with everything that's going around in this joint.
Yeah.
Just fired a bunch of people earlier this week.
I know. I'm like,
No, we're totally next. Don't even worry about it.
Mine did like a single beep this morning. That's the reason it makes me nervous.
Okay, on Monday, I was a step and a half out of my car. I was still 50 feet from the thing. Beep, and the door opened. You know what I mean? It's like one of those... You know what I'm saying? Where you even get close to it,
okay,
and it works, and then another day you're like touching it and it doesn't work.
Yeah,
yep.
It's fine.
It worked. You got in.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, I suppose. Here, let's see if this works. Nope. Nope, it doesn't. All right, let's try it again.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not lying. I'm fired up. This is 2 days in a row. Yeah. Look out.
Look at you.
I know, right? Bad sleep.
Is it new shirt, too? You got
it's
a little.
New shirt.
New shirt day.
Here was the thing. Because we've chronicled it quite a bit on this show that I've lost a little bit of weight, and then I got really tired of having clothes that didn't fit.
Yeah.
So I went through and I bought like 5 pairs of pants and 4 shirts, and it changes your life. Everybody, you know what I mean?
Did they give you
different stuff? Yeah.
Did they give you new gear for like the aces and stuff?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
No, they don't even know it. No, I exist. They're just like, you go over there, you do your thing.
So every day is like the first day of school.
They're like, who's that voice? Who's that voice we're hearing?
Where does he come from? Where is he?
What is that? What is that? Every day is like the first day of school. Oh,
yeah,
with your new stuff?
New clothes.
Well, you know, it's like the first time I've worn jeans in forever. Because my wife, I saw khakis on like, God, this is the most uncomfortable and horrible conversation I think that we could ever have on this show. No, but I made a proclamation. I want khakis. I wanted pants that weren't jeans.
Okay.
Truth be told, I saw somebody else in the building one day and they were wearing some casual trousers.
Hey, no.
It sounds okay. Very dad. Yeah. I realize that it sounds very dad, and it's not.
I know whom you speak, and I love.
Who do you think it is? Farrah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was Farrah. And he had red pants. Dave Farrah from Dave and Mahoney next door had red pants. I went, those are kind of cool.
He has a variety of those, like charcoal gray. Yep. And I bought a couple. I have a pair of black ones and I have a pair of tan ones.
You've never worn those.
Right, because I just think it would be
out of character, and
I would get grief for it.
He has those really stylish European khaki pants, if you recall.
I'm sorry, those really what? European khaki
stylish.
Pants?
Stylish. Those Euro.
His German pants?
His German pants. I forgot about the German.
The German pants are more, if I'm going to go out, I'd wear the German pants.
Yeah.
But these are more of the casual denim kind of looking.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But if I wore them, I know I'd have to deal with a ration.
And then I saw, because I'd go, who died?
Yeah, right.
I'd go, when's the funeral?
Yeah.
Why are you going to court?
Yeah. Or how's the interview at Target going?
That.
Sure.
And then the other one, I actually, I saw a friend of yours, Kayla Jo Walker, that had different colored jeans on, and I went, well, I like those too.
Oh, okay.
So I've got all of. What are we talking about?
Chet's got a new stuff.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
What was the worst part of the show? Let's go to the final exam right now. A potential final exam. What was the absolute worst part of the show today? Talking about Chet's pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
The casual trouser podcast.
Oh gosh.
God, why don't we just start about, why don't we talk about lawn care and health insurance? God, this is just terrible. Just awful. Okay, so a friend of ours is trying to get out of a relationship. He likes this girl. He likes this girl, but he doesn't see a future.
Okay.
So he believes it's time to get out of the relationship, which I think is very mature.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. Our buddy, and you guys all know this guy, is very principled, almost too principled in my book. Would you look at me and say I'm too principled? Because I started thinking, after I was thinking about this line of questioning or whatever, where I'm going, I think he's too principled. And then I went, am I too principled?
I don't think you are. I think you live in like shades of gray at times because every circumstance is different.
I can be talked out of stuff.
Exactly. You like hearing the other side of it because you want to be talked out sometimes. So it's like, I think you're very open. You're not.
I want to go down a different path sometimes.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Appropriately principled.
Perhaps. On occasion.
Insensible pants. I'm kidding.
Sorry. Jesus. Yes. You know, here's the thing.
You were off of that. What are you doing?
I'm too open to the pants. I became too open. See, that was the problem. I momentarily became too open to the pants. The punchline to that other story. My wife goes, I go, I want khakis. She goes, what color do you want? I said, all of them. So that's an honest to God true story. She goes, there's five colors. I said, I want all of them. So our principled buddy, God bless him. The breakup is coming. He wants to break up in person.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Respectful.
I like it.
I've got a business thing that I want to cut ties.
Okay.
And I've been with this person for a number of years, over a decade. And I feel that it is appropriate that I travel all the way to Seattle just to break up with them.
Okay.
So I'm kind of doing this.
Yeah.
You're in favor of him doing.
No. I'm on the other side of it. So here's the deal. He wants to break up in person. The girl is ghosting the breakup.
Got it.
She knows it's coming. She knows it's coming. She's ghosting on him because she knows that if he ever catches up with her, he's breaking up with her. So he is of the belief that she is ghosting the breakup.
So it's almost like you know you're getting fired. You just keep calling in sick.
My guy keeps calling me, and I keep blowing off the call because I don't want to lead him on. And if I talk to him, I got to break up with him.
I got you.
Yeah.
So I'm ghosting the breakup. I'm ghosting the breakup, but in reverse.
Okay,
so 702-364-9898. Went Wild tickets, Blue Man Group tickets, lunch for two, a tropical smoothie. Free Jonas Brothers music if you want it. Sorry, Jennifer Lopez tickets. They're staying for Spence's.
All right.
What does he do? Now, for me, I'm like, she's doing you a favor. Just let her ghost then. Then just let this meet its untimely demise and go on. And he's like, no, I need closure. I need to break up with her and I need to do it in person. What is it? What do you do? 702-364-9898. First pick right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this is our buddy Big Harry Spencer. Big Harry Mountain Guy Spencer.
No.
Who's in Atlanta now. Yeah. And so he's been with this girl for a minute. See, does that add a little context?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I'm talking about? Where he's principled. He's just
very much so.
He's one of those guys that's just firmly his boots are in the ground, and damn it, this is how he feels, and
he's gonna stick to it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So his deal is he's with this girl for a minute. I don't know, 4 or 5 months, I guess.
Okay.
But he doesn't see a future in it. So he wants to break up with her. She apparently can tell it's coming because she's ghosting him. But, like, she's ghosting seeing him in person.
Which is so funny to me.
There's still texts. Apparently there's still phone calls. She's always just a little too busy right now. And she's ghosting the breakup because she knows it's coming.
Yeah, because she knows he wants to do it in person, too.
So what do you do? Lori in Summerlin, what do you do?
Me? I just break up over the text if you don't have time to see me face to face.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. He refuses
like,
to
bye.
Do
I don't have time for that.
Girl, bye.
She's awesome. Doing him a favor.
This is what I say. He won't do it. Yeah, don't do that. That's how he
And they've
was
been together
raised.
Long enough now where she knows he has to do that.
That's how he was raised. Yep. That's how he is. Brittany, in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
So what do you do?
I was saying the same thing. I mean, she can't complain if he does it over the phone because life is too short. There's... We have to just get it done and over with.
Rip the Band-Aid. Stop.
Yeah.
Let me ask this a little, Jess, and we may be able to just make short work out of this. I'm looking at the screen. Are they pretty much all saying the same thing or no?
About three of them, yes. Katie's got a good idea.
Katie's got a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Katie's putting the technology to work for her.
Yeah.
All right. Katie.
Of course, right. It's my generation.
That's right. That's right, girl. So what should he do?
FaceTimer. He wants to do it in person. FaceTimer. That's the second best, and you're not wasting all that money to go all the way up to Seattle.
Oh no, that's me. I have to go to Seattle to break up with a business relationship. But I'm being this same goober that goes, I have to do it in person. No, I probably don't. In fact, I probably should do it over the phone.
And it would be odd for you to FaceTime him. This person would be odd.
Actually, I should just write a sternly worded email.
Yeah.
Just keep it business.
Can I throw out an idea?
Yeah, please.
Why can't you just, like, show up? Like, if you know where she's going to be, like, why can't you just show up to, like, work one day, like, her job or whatever?
Kayla, that's creepy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, creepy? Isn't that weird?
Kayla,
yeah.
I love you, but that's creepy.
Is that? Oh, my bad.
Yes. Oh, he's, like, super principled, and this is, like, something he has to do. I was just thinking. I'm like, I don't understand if, like, she has to.
No. Because okay. Now, yeah, because, like, well, Katie, go ahead. Why is it creepy?
That's restraining. restraining order creepy because
boom.
If I wouldn't want someone I'm dating just show up somewhere and break up with me.
That's like where
he's... one, it's humiliating. Two, it's creepy because how do you know where I'm at if I didn't tell you?
Let's role play this.
Right. Okay.
Let's role play this.
Okay.
Kayla, you be him. Okay. You be him and I'll be the girl.
Okay, you're just getting off of work.
Oh,
like you're just coming out of the building.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
You're at my job after I've just gotten off work.
You said that you couldn't see me.
Right. Or, so why are you here?
Because I wanted to see you real quick. And I have to tell you something. It's not working out right now between the two of us. And we're going to have to break up.
Okay, so what do we do next? You put me in the trunk of your car? Susan.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I'll tell you what, if this can happen, there's hope for peace in the Middle East or, you know, wherever, or Democrats and Republicans working together and all, you know, and stuff like that. Did you see that Taylor Swift and Katy Perry had a girls' night?
Excited about it.
And ordinarily, I don't give three rips about that kind of stuff, but I went, no, this is real.
Right.
I'm like, this, wow, this is real.
Friends again.
And they're trying to make it look like Taylor made homemade cookies. Taylor's assistant made homemade cookies.
Yeah.
But they were posting on Instagram.
Taylor likes to bake, though. I mean, again, they could stage all those photos or whatever, but like she has those nights with Selena Gomez pretty often, so it wouldn't be that far-fetched that they just went and got break and bake cookies and like threw them on a sheet and were like, let's do this.
I love that you can break that down like I break down sports. I do. I love that.
Let me catch you up on T-Swizzle.
Yeah, but how? Well, you know, back at three seasons ago in her MVP season of 2015, Taylor Swift was making cookies for Selena Gomez. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we'll be back with the Taylor Swift postgame show right after this.
I heard there's no friendship at all. I heard Taylor's holding a Scentsy's party. So, you know, trying to sell candles, make a few extra bucks on the side.
Okay.
So she invited Katie over.
And Taylor,
And Katie bought a bunch of candles.
Because she knows Katie's the spender. That's it.
Katie's got all that American Idol money now. So
you don't invite those people over just because you like them.
No.
You invite them over because they're going to buy.
Right.
No, that's true. It's a business. Oh, you don't think so?
I think so, because I was thinking if I was selling something or my kid was, I'd be like, Chet Buchanan, come on over.
Yeah. And I would go, don't bother me with this. Just tell me what you want me to buy. Don't give me the junk. I'll just give you the money.
Do you think?
Because I want to be supportive.
Yeah.
But seriously, that's how you know. If your friend throws the I'm selling stuff party and you get the first invite, but you don't get the second invite, I know for a fact you didn't buy nothing. And if you do get the second invite, I know you bought something.
Yeah.
You bought a bunch.
I got invited to a Botox party one time, and I don't do the Botox.
Yeah.
So I was like, I guess I never got invited back.
No, you never got invited back. Did they have a second one? They have a second Botox party?
I think so.
Yeah, and they all called you B behind your back.
Because I don't want Botox.
No.
Like, I don't.
Right, but you look like you're 22. You don't have wrinkles. You know what I mean? You look great.
I'll probably have to get Botox in like 5 years or so. But like right now, I don't need those parties.
Those
so
same,
I guess I should.
And those same women are listening to this bit right now and calling you a bee. All
right.
We're talking like that. That's how it works. This, I'm anticipating. I'm looking into the future.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm looking ahead. A solid. Here, hang on a second. Let me get my Gary Spivey crystal ball play set. Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm trying to be Gary Spivey. This is going to be my favorite Father's Day bit.
Okay.
I'm sure of it.
I'm very excited.
By the time we're done, this and Super Dad Game, but this I'm certain will be, and we'll even put prizes up.
All right.
Okay.
We'll put prizes up. Lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie Cafe so you can take Dad to lunch for Father's Day.
Okay.
How about that?
Perfect.
But I'm not going to tell you what the game is. But I'm telling you, I'm going to love this more than I love anything.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. Will you quickly, both of you, will you jump online and find out who the celebrities are that are 31 years older than you? Because now, after the Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise thing, and my God, I didn't realize, too, that Tom Cruise is, in fact, 31 years older than Justin Bieber. So now there's the challenge a celebrity 31 years older than you to a fight. It's catching on. It's going viral. One woman is totally psyched that she finally has the chance to kick 72-year-old Sally Fields behind. Another guy dared 66-year-old Jeff Goldblum to, quote, come catch these hands. A dude who goes by the name of Blaine Kapach told 84-year-old Sophia Loren to, well, and I quote,
"Catch me outside, how about that?"
Now, if you are 36 years old, be careful. Liam Neeson is at the top of your list. And you don't want any part of that. You want any part of that. I'm old enough that all the celebrities that are 31 years older are pretty much dead. Or, yeah, I'll win.
Betty White? No. She's like 90.
She's even older.
Yeah, she wouldn't be anywhere near.
She's even older than that. What are yours?
I get to fight Michael Jackson. Ellen DeGeneres.
Ooh, Kayla and Ellen. Ellen beat you.
Yeah, Ellen beats you.
Okay, wait, no.
Ellen whoops you.
Oh, no, she totally does. She's scrappy. But how do you feel about me versus Madonna?
Madonna whoops you.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think she's all bark and no actual bite.
She's fit.
I don't know.
Actually, I think, I'm not sure. I think if you hold a mirror up to her and she sees her own reflection, she turns to dust. I'm not sure what...
And
not
if you sure are going to negotiate a fight, make sure she wears the eye patch. No depth perception.
Right. There is one person on my list that I will not fight, and that is Ice-T. Ice-T is on that list, and I am not fighting Ice-T.
Ice-T's 31 years older than you?
Yeah. I'm not fighting Ice-T.
He's so gentle.
Do you have yours up?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, by the way. Kayla loses all those fights.
Yeah. I do. I lose. I'm Michael Jackson. Totally win that one.
He's sorry.
He's not alive.
Yeah, no, we get it. We know.
Okay, just making sure. Me versus his hologram, I'm not really sure, but...
Be hard to hit.
Fight the hologram.
Yeah, he'd be really hard to hit.
I really felt like I connected there, but nope.
Right through him.
Yeah. Who are yours, little Jess?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Ah.
Lionel Richie.
Wait.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. Pounds you. Pounds.
Do you think so?
We're not class athlete.
He could run circles around me.
I feel like she'd be like, I don't want to fight you. Like she would.
No,
like,
it doesn't matter.
She'd enter
you have
the
to
ring.
Fight.
It doesn't matter. What I'm you're saying fighting.
Is, she would enter into the ring and then go, I'm above this.
No, you're fighting.
She would enter the ring and total knockout. That's what happened.
That's what would happen. Caitlin would go, look, we're gonna get this over with. We're gonna get it over with right now. She'll throw punch you, and that's it.
This next one, I think she would get it. Meryl Streep. She would have me
she
down.
She would get it
pinned.
Or you would fight?
She would pin me down.
You'd let her pin you.
I'd let her pin me down just because I'm like, I'd be like, whoa.
Meryl Streep.
You're Meryl
Streep.
Yeah,
you don't punch Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Like, you automatically lose because you don't punch Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she intimidates you.
Yeah.
And you don't really, she wins the mental game.
I feel like if I knocked her out, I'd have bad juju for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Who else?
Lionel Richie, which I would take, I could get him down.
I think you could
no
fight
problem.
Lionel Richie.
He's diminutive. I think you beat Lionel.
Yep. Bruce Springsteen.
No,
Springsteen, kills
Although
you.
He's more diminutive than Lionel. He's only like 5'8".
He's bigger than Lionel.
Lionel's like 6'1".
Not by much.
Oh, is Lionel really 6'1"? I thought he was shorter.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I looked this up.
Did you meet him?
Yeah. I met him back at a radio conference. He's tall.
I met him back in the day, and honestly, he's the one that taught me the lean in, because Lionel was super small compared to me.
Lionel Richie's 5'11".
Okay, well, I thought he was super small. I guess not. But then in the picture, he looks taller than me, and I'm like, how'd you do that? Oh, you son of a... Who else?
Yeah. Gene Simmons.
He crushes you.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've got some good competitors here. Billy Joel.
Yeah, you beat up Billy Joel, though.
I think you beat up Billy Joel.
I don't know. I kind of had faith in him.
With respect, because somebody's going to be... I just don't... I don't find Billy Joel to be skilled.
No.
You know what I mean? No. He punches like somebody who doesn't punch.
He plays the piano. He can't hurt his hands.
Oh, yeah.
He can't hurt his fingers.
Oh, yeah, all day. He'll protect his hands.
And this last one, I think she would already fall on her own without me even doing anything because she wouldn't want to mess herself up. Ivana Trump.
Oh, Ivana Trump?
Ivana? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ivana.
Ooh, Ivana.
No, Ivana might be scrappy.
She is tough.
And she's angry.
I figured she wouldn't want to mess her, beautiful
face
and
clothes.
No, she's bitter.
She's bitter. Here's how old I am. Elvis Presley, mort. Woody Allen, all day, I take
it. Oh, God, easy.
Julie Andrews, she's still alive?
Yeah,
yes,
but
she is.
Still.
See, this is dumb. The only Jerry Lee Lewis. He might have a shot.
He just got out of the hospital for something. So
he might have a shot.
He's vulnerable.
Donald Sutherland. Oh, he totally takes you.
Yeah.
What?
Donald Sutherland?
Stop it. He's in a wheelchair.
Was he
what
really?
Are you talking
about? I didn't know that.
No, I don't know either.
Okay.
No, I don't know either. surprised.
I just felt so bad.
God, everybody just stopped. We've crossed the line.
Oh, my
God. Wait, do you want to get involved in this?
Yeah, because I would kick the A out of Dustin Hoffman.
I want to know. I want to know who's got a shot with Spence.
Yeah, you would totally,
Dustin Hoffman,
yeah.
First round, Spence.
Yeah. Tommy Chong, we would never fight. We would just sit down and bake.
Yeah, you're just, yeah.
Bill Cosby, easy. Incarcerated.
Oh, I don't know. He's got prison strength now.
He can't see, though.
He's mostly blind.
That's the whole thing.
And Jane Fonda? Oh, I...
Whoop that. By the way,
Jane Fonda totally kicks your butt.
I don't know.
She's getting you on the neck and pinning you down with her foot.
Yeah, I don't know. She might surprise you.
One roundhouse kick to the face.
She might shock you. You'll be cocky, and she'll all of a sudden roundhouse kick.
Stiletto.
Where'd that come from? Yeah.
You know she does something like Kempo and drinks kombucha or whatever. That's her.
So. No. If you catch her right after she's come out of a class, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble.
Call it a draw.
Okay. Yeah.
And Tommy Chong can help Bill Cosby with that glaucoma.
Right.
I know he's in prison and everything, but none of this is actually happening anyways.
Like they never get drugs into prison. Come on.
What? Stop it. All right, quickly. At 702-364-9898, I've also realized I've ruined the rest of the show. I have, just because I shouldn't be doing this. But lunch for two, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, National Flip Flop Day is Friday. Go to Tropical Smoothie from 2 to 7 in your flip-flops. You get a free 16-ounce Sunshine Smoothie. And then they raise a bunch of money for Camp Sunshine. We'll talk more about that on Friday. But in honor of Father's Day, we'd like you to imitate your father. Do your best. Because I've done it for years. Yeah. Boy, I ever tell you about when I was 19, I'd loaded up 3,000 pounds of TNT in my car. You can never do that now. We were blasting stumps. That was my father.
Yeah,
Caleb, imitate your father.
Caleb, let me tell you that you're missing out on everything that Florida has to offer. I feel like when you went to Las Vegas, you just left us behind. This is my dad being drunk last week, by the way. I can say all of this.
He's trying to get you to come home?
Oh, no. He just likes to get drunk and tell me about, like, how Florida's so great. You guys should move the show here. I'm like, we're not going to do the show from Florida in Las Vegas.
He just does that.
He does.
He's an ambassador to Florida. Everybody, come to Florida.
Just pick up the show and move it here.
Hey, you did a good dad. You did my good dad.
It was a combo, I think, of your dad and Chet's dad.
You know, you know when you guys be really great? As soon as you play, you know, like Def Leppard or maybe Leonard Skinner.
Oh, Leonard
Skinner. Then you guys be really good.
Everything has, and then everything has a pause. That's the whole thing. He's like, you know, be really great.
That's like, the 70s catching up to him.
Right.
Not his 70s, the
1970s. No,
the 1970s.
And the 90s.
Yeah, maybe. And then Spence's.
Well, I will say this. I won't. I my dad really wasn't around much, so my impression would be this.
That's pretty much it. But we want to hear yours. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
In honor of Father's Day, call 702-364-9898 to imitate your dad and win.
I like it.
A little Jess, imitate your dad and win.
So my biological father would be, hey, how you doing?
Yeah? Sylvester Stallone is your biological father?
How's he doing? Because he never says my son's name. It's... How's he doing? I'm like, it's Dwayne, Dad.
You think he doesn't remember?
I think he might just feel uncomfortable saying Dwayne. I don't know. I don't know. Mexican.
He doesn't like the name that you chose for your child.
How's he doing?
How's he doing? And then points.
And then my stepfather is the one who puts his foot in his mouth. So it's, I really shouldn't say this. I really shouldn't say this. And then he'll say whatever it is.
He shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hannah, imitate your dad and win.
So my dad used to do this thing after dinner where he would like lean back in his rocking dining room table and he'd go, clean up, girls. And he's from New York, so I mean, I'm not, so I don't have the accent. So I'm sorry, it's not great, but.
I think if you would have committed to it. Okay, so don't tell the story. Just literally imitate your dad right now. Just like take a lean back. And do your best, like channel your dad. Take a deep breath. Are you driving?
No, I'm in my car, but I'm not driving.
Okay, well, then shut your eyes just for a second. Okay, now become your father. Go.
Okay,
go.
Clean up, girls.
Yeah, it's still the same.
He's like a very young woman, actually.
I'm a bad coach. DLK, Blue Diamond, imitate your dad and win.
If you want to go to Wet n' Wild, you got to get me my Southern Comfort first.
My wife, growing up in Central Texas, they called it his tea. It was a full glass of ice and wild turkey.
Oh,
and
nice.
Baby, give me my tea.
That's funny.
That's what that was. Mimuna from Aliante, imitate your dad and win. And by the way, the door is wide open right here. Don't tell the story. Just imitate.
Okay, cool. So this was something my dad would say. Mimuna, I come all the way from Africa, and all I ask you and your brother and sister is to make me breakfast and coffee.
I think we got ourselves a winner.
That was fantastic.
I think we got a winner. Mimuna is our winner.
I come all the way from Africa.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe is doing National Flip Flop Day on Friday. We have lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell your father hi. Can I do that or is that bad? If I do that, is that offensive?
No.
If I do it, is it offensive? Because I don't want to be offensive.
You're imitating May, imitating your dad. So it's
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're good. He loves you.
I love that accent.
Oh, that's so good.
Hilarious.
All right. Hang on 1 second. Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, before we get to the good feeling story of the day, we all know somebody like this. Guy in Roanoke, Virginia, comes down to his kitchen. Some woman has broken into his, wherever he lives, apartment house, whatever it is.
Okay.
And she's microwaving butter. Okay. Somehow the local news decides they need to put this guy on TV.
Okay.
So this clown is sipping a Natty Light.
No, he's not.
Oh yeah, while he's on the TV and then there's this.
I was in here in the bed on my phone. My aunt lives upstairs. And I was like, somebody's in there talking to themselves. Come flying out here into the kitchen.
By the way, fantastic accent.
That's awesome.
I'll start that over just for the accent.
I was in here in the bed on my phone. My aunt lives upstairs. And I was like, somebody's in there talking to themselves. Come flying out here into the kitchen. And she's standing right there in front of the microwave getting ready to nuke my butter. And I told her she butter not. And she didn't really have a good reaction to it. She just sat down and started crying on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I told her you butter not.
You butter not.
She didn't nuke my butter. I told her you butter not. While he's sipping his Natty Light. I've not gotten visual evidence of this, but I'm guessing there's a mule involved somewhere.
Probably, yes.
There's got to be a mullet and some sort of fishing hat.
White t-shirts.
Tank top.
Yeah, the white tank tops.
You can't call it that anymore. No.
But how clutch, though, to come up with that quick, witty pun. Right there when somebody's
broken. Oh, you better not.
Well, no, there's more.
She was spaced out, delusional, probably slept in like 2-3 days. She was out of whack. She didn't know where she was at. She tried to act like that. She didn't know she was at. And BYOB means bring your own butter.
God bless local news.
This guy is just money with the puns.
It's his moment.
I like it. Yeah.
It's his moment. He's taking advantage of it.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
And then there's this. It's a pretty quick, good feeling story of the day. There's not a lot of context to it. But I believe it will be the last graduation good feeling story of the day for 2019, but you never know. A 24-year-old in New York just graduated from college. Doctors had given her only 3 days to live when she was born.
No.
Wow.
3 days to live when she was born. She obviously was born with a bunch of different medical issues, including brittle bones, and she's only about the height of a toddler.
Oh.
But she just graduated from college.
Wow.
And she plans to get her master's in social work and help children. And this is, speaking of puns, this is, I did the other guy so you could, the puns.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is really, really happening. Oh my.
This is her and her parents.
Guys, like, I thank God every day. It feels so excellent after the hard work and sleepless nights sometimes, all-nighters. It feels really good that I accomplished my bachelor's in social work.
She lights up a room, no matter what darkness is in the room, she lights up that room.
No one has shunned her, nobody treats her differently, because they see her as tall as they are.
Yeah. See, and she'll help kids because she's tall as they are. She's about the size of a toddler.
Aww.
And like, what was her name? Menuma?
Yes.
Earlier? We can get more of that accent. Yeah, which love it. Yeah, we can have plenty. Get Rihanna on the show and we'll be good.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, little Jess, who's on the phone?
We have Christina Lianza from Spring Valley.
Christina, I don't think we've ever talked to you before, ever in our entire lives. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. You've never, ever talked to me.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
You know how this works. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today.
She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she's doing.
Christina got this.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel like Spence is going to have his hands full. My best advice to you, take a big, deep breath and just say the first thing that pops into your head, okay?
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Which U.S. women's national team player got headlines for comforting one of the Thai players after that 13-0 thrashing yesterday?
Uh-oh. Oh, crap. I'll just go with Serena.
Which of the Obama girls just graduated from high school?
His youngest daughter.
Name, please.
Oh, my God. Jim Bob Cooter.
It's officially official. Which NFL team will be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks this season?
Dolphins.
The creator of Empire says that they are beyond embarrassed by the Jussie Smollett mess. What is their name, the creator of Empire?
Jim Bob Cooter.
All right. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Christina's a very sweet girl. She's a very sweet lady. She's never called before. We've never talked to her.
Oh, nice.
Is it possible, Christina, that after this we may never talk to you again?
No, I might call back.
Atta girl. I like that.
Seen the beast now.
All right. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Which U.S. women's national team player grabbed headlines for comforting one of the Thai players after that 13-0 thrashing yesterday?
I think it was Alex Morgan.
Which of the Obama girls just graduated from high school?
Sasha.
It's officially official which NFL team is going to be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks this season.
The Raiders.
The creator of Empire says that they are, quote, beyond embarrassed by the Jussie Smollett mess. What's the creator of Empire's name?
I can't think of it. Rudy Everett.
What quarterback has reportedly made a seven-figure donation to their alma mater?
That would be Aaron Rodgers.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Is that happiness or sadness that you're?
I just remember what question four was. The
answer. Oh, we'll come around to it then. Which U.S. Well, let's see how we did. We know how Christina did. A double cooter, yeah.
Yeah.
A double cooter today.
Yes.
That's all right.
On a Wednesday.
That's your first time.
People have done a lot worse.
Yeah, you were the Thai women's national soccer team on Spence's Challenge today.
Oh man. Oh,
that is so good, but like
No, it's actually.
It was very funny.
I was watching that goalie yesterday too, and it's not the goalie's fault. No. It is not the goalie's fault. But my God, move your feet. I was like, I could do this. I could sub the end coach. Just do that.
Yeah.
Which U.S. women's national team player got headlines for comforting a Thai player after that 13-0 thrashing yesterday? Christina said.
Ooh, I'll just say Serena.
Serena. Maybe. There's got to be one of those, right? Spence said.
Alex Morgan
is the one. And that's that was a record yesterday. 5 goals tied the record. Wow. 5 goals yesterday for Alex Morgan. 13-0, the most goals scored by a team. Biggest margin of victory. The girl that Alex Morgan was comforting after the game, they went to the same college.
Oh, okay.
And they met before the game. They didn't go at the same time, but they had that in common. And so afterwards, she was like, keep your head up.
One other little fun fact, 13 goals in that one game, more than the U.S. men have scored in the last 3 World Cups.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Really? Also true. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, after a while, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, stop.
What? Well, yeah, but what do you do?
No, you can't help it.
There was a lot of talk. People are going, hey, man, this sucks. You shouldn't be pouring it on. And the point was made, and they're right. It's more disrespectful to give up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's more disrespectful to just lay down.
No, I agree with that. I wouldn't. The idea that you would just, yeah, like, if you give them an inch, they might come back, and so you don't want to do that too.
Not in soccer.
That wasn't happening.
I don't.
After
again,
about 5-0, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's not pre-K soccer. They're not 4-year-olds.
Right.
Go in.
Oh, no. There, at one point, I went, oh, my God, Thailand got across the center stripe. I was like, wow. Which of the Obama girls just graduated from high school? Christina very cleverly said.
His youngest daughter.
And I said, name, please.
Oh, my God. Jim Bob Cooter.
The famous Jim Bob Cooter daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Spence.
Sasha.
Yep, it was Sasha.
Booyah!
It's officially official which NFL team will be featured on Hard Knocks this year. Christina said.
Dolphins.
After a long pause. Happened. I'm sorry. After a long pause, she said what?
Dolphins.
That's great. That's so good. Spence said. That's all right.
The Raiders.
The Raiders. It was important because it's, kind of local. Yeah. So
Booyah!
And that's 3 for Spence.
You know Christina's going to go back to the podcast later and listen to make sure she didn't giggle like a witch.
The creator of Empire says that they are, quote, beyond embarrassed by the Jussie Smollett mess. What's their name? Christina said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. He's been busy.
He's amazing.
Been very busy. Spence said?
Rudy Everett,
but it really is.
Lee Daniels.
It's Lee Daniels.
Brain fart.
Yeah, still 3 zips, Spence.
Y'all got it wrong.
I love her.
I told you she was cool, right?
Funny.
And what quarterback has reportedly made a 7-figure donation to their alma mater? Christina.
No more time.
Did not get there. And Spence.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, $1 million to Cal. They're going to use it to upgrade their locker room.
Good.
Because people like it. The recruits, they like that. They like the good locker room, and sometimes that helps. For Spence, it's 1, it's 2, it's 3, and it's 4.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I listen on the app,
and I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
Spence and I were talking about that yesterday. Do you call it a smart speaker?
Yeah. Well, no. I'll say Alexa, oh, but what? Like...
Why is that so funny?
Because she doesn't.
No, I'll say Alexa, because we have an Alexa in our house, but like my friends have a Google Home. So it's just a smart speaker, yeah.
No,
it's all encompassing.
But if you're just in a conversation, if I'm in a conversation, I'm going to say, yeah, I did this on Alexa or whatever. It's like,
do we all call it an Alexa?
No.
I do.
My friend calls hers a Google Home.
I think you call it by its name.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But I think Alexa, maybe it may have reached that Kleenex level.
Yeah,
you know
maybe.
What I mean?
No, I'm with you on that. this was the conversation that Spence and I had yesterday. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I think you call her whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff you talk about. Kayla, you're proper like that. You would call it a smart speaker.
I'm just trying to think if I've ever used it. I mean, I haven't. So.
Although little Jess, I think she disagrees. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think little Jess may have a differing opinion.
But see, the thing is, in a conversation with, say, little Jess, you go, well, yesterday, Buddy and I were cleaning the house, and we turned on some great music from Ariana Grande on our smart speaker. You wouldn't say, you wouldn't say
I turned it on my Alexa or on my Google Home.
I played Ariana Grande on Alexa, or yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gonna go home and use my Alexa and go smart speaker. Like, that's not gonna work very well.
She's gonna ignore you.
She's gonna go, how dare you marginalize me?
I know. She comes how back. Dare she's you like, call... you B word.
Yeah, don't you call me by my generic name. You call me who I am. Speaking of calling people by who they are, who's on the phone?
Justina Juziam from Centennial Hills.
Hey, Justina, you're gonna go see Jennifer Lopez this weekend.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Saturday night, T-Mobile Arena. Look at you. It's like we just made a transaction. Honestly, it's like she just came in and bought a Slim Jim and, you know, on a tank of gas.
Thank you.
And I went, thank you very much. We'll see you. That might not even be the best part, Justina. You know this.
I do.
Why is it maybe not the best part? You're very serious, Justine. you're intimidating me ever so slightly. I feel like I should straighten up a little bit here. You know why that's not even the best part?
I do, because Kayla's got a joke.
Because Kayla's got a joke!
So what did the man who lost 20% of his couch say?
Oh, I don't know. No idea.
What?
She finds it very funny.
Yeah, she likes it. What did the man who lost 20% of his couch say?
Ouch!
Because
couch 20%
of five letters in couch.
Very mathematical.
You take one away.
Huh.
Math joke.
Yeah.
Math joke.
That's clever. Sure.
Got that one off a popsicle stick.
No.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
I'm not going to lie about this. We did this bit earlier this morning. It was so great. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
And I knew it would be my favorite Father's Day bit.
Yeah.
Topped only by the Super Dad game later on this week.
Maybe. Love that game.
Maybe. But 702-364-9890. Chet Buchanan Show shirts, two of them. Imitate your dad and win.
All right.
Everybody's got to. It's tougher to imitate your mom, I think.
Isn't it? No, I think it's easier to imitate my mom.
Imitate your mom.
Kayla, Caroline and Sawyer are not getting along. They're just so different. And I'm just saying that if you don't have kids soon, they're going to be too old to play with your kids. So do you think that you and Buddy, like, this is her, she gets very worry sounding through the whole thing. Like, things are urgent right there.
We'll bill you for the therapy.
No, I make my parents sound like I have issues.
No, that was a little I gotta be honest, that was a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. No.
I love the maternal pressure for you to be a mom.
Yeah, we learned something
today.
Well,
she doesn't take it seriously when I say we're not planning on having kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't take it. That's the whole thing is she right there. She doesn't take it seriously. She just thinks it's like a phase. And I'm like, I have said this for years.
Buddy wants a basketball team, man. He wants all five. He wants five of them.
I would not put it past him. I guarantee you it's probably crossed his mind a time or two. It probably has.
Oh, no answer to that? I thought maybe the answer was, well, then he better get to work finding somebody else. No, you guys have talked about it. He's cool with not having kids?
Yeah, he's cool with it. I think he wants some, but we haven't really talked about it since we first started dating. So sure. He knows my feelings on it.
Uh-huh. What's your dad's thoughts on kids?
My dad does not want to be... Oh, sorry.
As your dad, yeah.
As your dad.
Kathy, if you have one more grandkid... Sorry, let me get my dad's... All right, ready? Kathy, if you have one more grandkid, grandma daycare is moving to their house. We're done having grandma daycare here at our house every day.
That was good.
They did.
Yeah, the improv classes are totally paying off. No, they're totally paying.
Grandma daycare.
I made my mom sound like an antsy person, and my dad sounds like an angry old man.
No, that's it. No, that's it. Well, that's it. You take those parts and you make them bigger.
Yeah.
It's like drawing a cartoon. People's heads aren't that big in relation to their body, but it's just that's how you do it.
Oh,
All right, 702-364-9898. Imitate your dad and win.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Imitate your dad and win. 702-364-9898. It ain't no tougher than that.
Nope.
Ain't no tougher than that. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And by the way, apparently what dad wants a phone call from you. This is, I've seen six different, you know, those surveys.
Yeah.
People going out and asking, oh, what does dad want? Dad would like to get a phone call from you. Dad would like to have a good, it's a variation of good steak, good meal, whatever their favorite food is, yada, yada. And then honest to God, dad wants you to leave him alone.
Okay.
Those are the top three things. Dad wants a phone call, wants to be acknowledged, wants a good meal, and then literally peace and quiet, third on the list.
As a dad, all I want from Tyler, just call me on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is not what my dad wanted.
Don't ask me for
money. What does he want?
My dad wanted a Roomba. Because I put it in his head. There's a whole thing. I almost bought him one of those lawn Roombas where you set it up, but he likes
a lawn? What?
There's a lawn Roomba that they have now where it's like, it's an automatic lawnmower and it just goes around your yard and it mows it for you. And I was going to buy him one of these as like, hey, that way you don't have to go out and mow the lawn anymore. But I've come to find out, he loves to mow the lawn.
He likes to mow the lawn, I'm sure.
Every Sunday he gets out there and mows the lawn. So he likes doing it. He even mows the neighbor's lawn at times.
But he wants an indoor room.
But then this whole thing, I put it in place, and he goes, but you know what I really would like? One of those Roombas that goes around. He's like, I feel like our floors are dirty times, so I'd like a Roomba. So I bought him a Roomba.
Is that offensive to your mom?
No, she's just in grandma daycare mode all the time. So I think he wants something that's going to alleviate, like, that she gets to clean after grandma daycare, after the kids leave, and then they're sitting there having their afternoon cocktails at 4 o'clock. I think he doesn't want her to clean the whole time, so he wants to get a Roomba for the house.
What a life. Send the kids back to their parents and have afternoon cocktails with your mate.
Every day
and
at 4 o'clock.
How is that a Real Housewives of Redneck Florida is totally beyond me.
Worth it. I'd watch that.
It's not that glamorous. So, oh God.
No, I think I would watch that. All right, imitate your dad and win. 702-364-9898. We'll start with Erica in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Erica, imitate your dad and win.
So, Erica, what qualifications do you have to become president?
Why does he say that?
Because I took a picture at the presidential podium, you know, posted it on Facebook, and I said Gallo 2020, and he saw it on Facebook, calls me up, and he wants to know what qualifications I have. I'm like, hey, I can produce my birth certificate and my taxes. I think
that's what you need.
Surgical like wit from Erica Gallo today. Ooh, that's tough to beat.
You are funny.
That's going to be tough to beat. Shannon and Henderson, imitate your dad and win.
You know, he's a different kind of guy. He likes to be called, so I'll agree with him with that for Father's Day. But every time I say Happy Father's Day or Happy Birthday, he repeats it back, like, Happy Birthday to you. And I'm like, okay, that's odd. But any other time I talk to him, he just tells me, hi, honey pie, just so you know, I'm so proud of you. It's a very, very short guy, short words, doesn't say a whole lot.
See, Shannon, and I'm looking more for the actual imitation. I'm not looking for the story.
Right.
But then she pulled heartstrings.
Yeah.
And that's
sweet.
Yeah.
I kind of resent that just a little bit.
I want someone with a dad that's like sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I want someone that has like a surfer dad, like, yuck, Kayla, what's going on?
No, you can't influence it.
Sorry, these are things I want.
Hey, anybody with a surfer dad, call.
Yeah. Kayla's making requests right now.
Thank you.
DLK from Blue Diamond, imitate your dad and win.
Now take your butt down yonder and get me that boogie.
What was the one you did? Do the one you did. You called in an hour ago, too. Yeah. Do the other one you did.
Go get me my Southern Comfort.
That's what it was.
Or we're not going to Wet n' Wild.
That's right.
So funny.
Oh, my God. Get off me, Paul. You're crushing my smokes. It's a long timeline on this show. Ooh. Dr. Candace. Span, perhaps?
Hello. Yes, that's me. Hi, Chuck.
How are you? Hey, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Dr. Candace, please to be imitating your father to win.
Okay, so my dad is a doctor here in town. He's been around forever. He is from Chicago, but he has this funny, very distinctive Southern accent. And once my dad has a joke that he thinks is funny, he tells it 80 million times.
All right, bring it. So, let's go.
So, Dad, why do you have a Southern accent? This is what he says. Well, 40-some years ago, I went to medical school in Nashville. I picked up a wife and a Southern accent, and I can't get rid of either one.
That's great stuff. All right, David in Southwest, it's open for you. It's yours to lose, brother. Imitate your dad and win.
All right, so this is a lot to have to do with. Anytime I'm in my dad's storage facility trying to, like, clear stuff out or of his office, I say, hey, Dad, can we throw this away? This is, like, just 90 years old, you know? And he'll go, Gabe, I bought that for $52,000 in 1968. Yep. There's nothing wrong with it. Dad, literally, that cassette tape player is it's covered in garbage. Hey, leave my stuff alone right now.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, we played Imitate Your Dad and Win. We've determined that we need to have a tiebreaker. So Erica in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
And David in the Southwest. Man, they're completely opposites too.
Yes.
Erica is in Northtown. David is in the Southwest. A battle to the finish. Here's what we'd like to do. We'd like to have Erica's dad have a conversation with Dave's dad about why your children are such disappointments. Erica, your dad goes first.
Okay, what's David's dad's name?
George.
And what's your dad's name, Erica?
Jim.
Okay, so Jim, pleased to be telling George why his child is such a disappointment.
Jim, my son's better than your son. I'm sorry.
No. You guys think that you're talking about each other. No. Erica, Jim is explaining why you're a disappointment. And George is explaining why Dave is a disappointment. Yeah. So Erica, you start.
Well, George, my daughter is such a disappointment. From an early age, she has done nothing right at all.
Jim, what do you have to say?
George, do you have a response about your no good son?
I don't think my dad would say he would be delusional that I'm perfect. Jim, I'm sorry that your son's such a loser. It sounds terrible. You know, Davey walks on water. I mean, if I'm being completely honest with you, I got to be completely honest with you on this one. Davey's never done anything wrong in his life. He's great. He's perfect. You know what? Let me take that back. I got to be completely honest with you. One time, an old lady lost some money on the ground, and he picked it up and gave it back to her. I mean, if that's one thing that he's done wrong. Outside of that, he's literally perfect. But, you know what? I'm sorry that you're going through that. I really... Baby, leave me alone!
Except he keeps touching my stuff.
Right.
He touches my stuff.
George, I'm glad your son's so wonderful. I guess I shouldn't have started my daughter drinking beer at such a young age.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Well, Jess, who is contestant number one today?
Brooks the Fish Slater.
Hey, Fish. What's your buzzer going to be, sir?
Fish on.
Of course it is. And contestant number two?
Elizabeth Dominic from Centennial Hills.
Elizabeth, what buzzer are you going to work with today?
That's me.
Okay.
Fun. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla will be the asker of the questions, and here is question number one.
So it's rumored that which former Real Housewife may take over in replacement of Lisa Vanderpump? Is that Gretchen Rossi, Bethany Frankel, or Kim Richards?
That's me.
Elizabeth.
Gretchen.
Yeah, that's totally out of Fish's wheelhouse.
Right?
Yep.
And apparently it's out of Elizabeth's as well.
Yeah. Brooks, is it Bethany Frankel?
Okay. Sorry, you're just going to talk right over and not let her, you know?
Mm.
Better friends than that, dude. What are you doing to her?
Sorry.
What were the choices?
Bethany Frankel or Kim Richards?
Kim Richards says Fish. Bam!
Got it.
Yep. Bam! Fish is up one zip and not playing around today, obviously.
Yeah.
Question two.
Okay. The war is over. Who did Katy Perry squash her years-long feud with? Is it Ed Sheeran, Demi Lovato, or Taylor Swift?
Fish on.
Fish.
Taylor Swift.
Look at your boy. Taylor Swift. On the Fish. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
He knows his celebrity cat fights, this guy.
Fish goes up two zip. All important third and final question. U.S. women's national team, 13 Woo! Goals yesterday.
Awesome.
My goodness. We'll make this worth 13 gigundous game-winning points.
So which former child actor is getting sued by a mental health facility? Is it Misha Barton, Hillary Duff, or Amanda Bynes?
Fish on.
Fish.
Not so not, sure. Yeah, not so feeling not so fresh right now. Okay.
I'm going to go with Amanda Bynes.
If Fish is right, he sweeps and he wins. Not unlike the U.S. women's national team yesterday. It's just a rout.
Mm.
It's a walkover. However, if Fish is wrong, Elizabeth gets the chance to just come in for the dirty, dirty, dirty steal.
Yeah.
Is the answer Amanda Bynes? Who would sue Amanda Bynes?
Right.
What a terrible thing.
Giving her more mental grief.
Yes.
From a mental health facility.
Yeah.
What?
But it's Amanda Bynes. Yay! Fish wins. Fish wins.
Dude, lucky cat.
Fish wins. Elizabeth, does your buzzer even work?
No.
Oh, that was the problem. Wow. Technical difficulties. All right. Well, have a good. Aren't you the sweetest? Have a great day. We'll talk to you again real soon. Okay.
Thank you,
Elizabeth. Look at you, Fish. Free music from the Jonas Brothers, and this is his game.
It is.
This is his game. Once again, write it down in the record books. Again, Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. The Fish, Brooks Slater of Summerlin, is the champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. It's Champ Buchanan Show. Greatest Person in the World is coming up in just a moment. And I will look into the future right now, and I will tell you that I believe, that, and I'm going to let you go first, but I'll bet I'm co-signing on yours today.
Yeah, I have a feeling too.
Yeah?
Well, I might change it up though. Because, yeah, there's an obvious one.
No, don't do that. Here's what's funny. Here's what's funny with this one over here too. It's got to be original. every time. Even if it works in our favor, he'll still go, I don't want to do that. If I go, hey, that we'll just co-sign on.
I feel like I'm not doing my job if I don't.
You're very industrious.
I've said this before.
I'm appreciative.
If I don't have Spence's challenge or my song of the week, and then I don't come with something like that, what am I doing?
Song of the week. I've told him 100 times. 100 times there's been someone I'm going, we can just plug that in. That could be song of the week. This is good. It'll get another couple of plays. Because I realize 90% of the audience never hears the song of the week.
Because
it plays once. Yeah. Maybe twice. Yeah. Never plays. And I'll be like, dude, don't worry about it. Put your feet up. Dude, just relax this week. No.
You didn't even hear.
Stay up till 2:30 in the morning doing a song. Yeah. Just doing some half-baked idea.
Yeah. the last
and
2 weeks.
By the way, half-baked being also the creative process.
I know about that.
You hear my version of Shallow or Old Hendo, Little Town, Old Town Road remix.
Yeah, no.
Any of those. Mm-mm. No. Nobody heard it.
No.
Nope.
So I have to have something original for Greatest Person.
Yeah, why?
Exactly.
Why? What's the point?
Got to do something, man.
Yeah.
Well, so I was mentioning, Kayla was out of the room for a second. I was just mentioning how I believe that we would probably end up co-signing. In fact, it might be unanimous.
You and Spence?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure, he and I, we think alike on stuff like this.
Yeah, I agree.
But he already, so now he's anticipating my anticipation. He's like, oh, I'm going to switch mine. Because he's looked me in my eyeballs, and he knows I already know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I think I know what you guys are going to do,
saying?
Too. Yeah,
our cycles are matched up.
But can I mouth it to you?
I think you girls think that you have the monopoly on that. Cover your mouth so he doesn't see you. Polyester what? What did you just say? No, do it again. No.
No? Okay.
No. Oh, no.
No, I just, I wasn't sure. That would be something he would go for, so.
No, he won't. He doesn't. I know him better than you.
Okay.
No, we have a lot of time.
I'm gonna laugh in your face if it comes back with that one.
No, we've slept in the same room, not in the same bed, but we've slept.
Never seen each other naked. Just to be clear.
Yeah, to be clear. I've only heard rumors.
Okay.
and I rumors about you, sir.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Jess is ready.
She's ready.
She's ready. Go ahead.
So I was breaking the law yesterday.
I meant to ask you about this.
I was zoned out, listening to my music, rolling. I was being safe. I'm aware there's
rolling,
other people.
Rolling.
There's
not that
people
kind of rolling
on the road. I don't know what kind of rolling she's talking about, but I was driving.
While you're driving, it's hard to do that. You drive with your knee. It's hard. It's hard. What's worse, trying to do that or eating a messy taco?
Eating a messy taco.
I think you're right. Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
So I was getting ready to exit. Apparently, my foot felt like it needed to even go even faster. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Officer pulled me over. But he cut me a deal. He dropped my speed down a little bit for my speeding ticket.
How fast were you going?
You had to guess.
Apparently, I was at 80.
Oh, Jesus. Well, where were you?
Right there off of the 95 and West Craig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a straightaway. I got you.
I would be too.
I had just come off the 215.
And yeah, you're gonna get me every time.
The officers have been put up on game that the 215, we're rolling.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I was like still had that same speed as I got in the 95. But yeah, he cut me a deal. So Mr. Officer,
Wow, even though he gave you a ticket.
The greatest person in the world.
That's nice, though.
His name, was it Metro or NHP?
It was NHP.
By the way, they cut that deal with everybody, honestly.
Well, you know what? I wanted to feel special for a little bit.
Jess, you looked fly yesterday. You looked so good yesterday. So you probably saw you and was like,
"You look so good right now."
Thank you, boo.
Should have started crying. I don't know why you didn't start crying.
No, Jess doesn't do that. She's not that.
I'd rather, you know what? Don't waste my time. I know I broke the law. Hand me the ticket. I got to go. I can't perk up the boobies. Mm. I can't put the extra smile on. You know, I've tried, but...
Hell, I even push them together when the cops go, hey there.
How does that work for you?
And he wants to hand them out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who wants to hand what out?
Yeah,
wait a minute. What are we talking about now? All right, so...
Sorry.
Done with that. Okay, good. Kayla Jo Walker.
There's a group of 100 students in Houston, around the Houston area, that are spending their summer fixing up people's homes in the area that can't afford to go around. Like, I mean, people are still suffering from hurricane damage from 2 years ago.
Yep.
So they're spending the summer instead of going to the beach or hanging out on vacation and everything. They're going to spend the summer cleaning people's houses. So between like leaky roofs, like there was a vet that said, he's like, my roof's been leaking for 2 years and I haven't been able to fix it. And they're all there right now fixing it up. So to those 100 students in Houston, you is
the greatest person in the world.
All right, let's find out if we're on the same wavelength today. Did you switch this up or are you going with what you're going with?
I stuck with what?
Okay, go.
It has to be the U.S. national women's team in France. Man, are you serious? 13-0, which is they're the favorite to win the World Cup
again. Hold up. Because I'm looking at Kayla with my jaw dropped because a minute ago, that's what she thought that you would say. Yeah. And I went, oh, God, no.
He won't do that. I was like, USA.
Yeah, she was going, USA, USA. And I'm like, no, that won't be it.
I'm interested to see if my backup was what you're going to go with.
I'm sure it is.
So anyway, 13-0 in their first round game. And Alex Morgan, 5 goals, which, you know, ties a record. And it's just great to see at least one of our soccer teams do well in the World Cup. The men didn't even make it last year, so... the entire women's national team win that World Cup. You is
the greatest person in the world.
No, how is it not John Stewart?
I know, it was my backup.
I thought for sure.
Did you watch that?
I would have bet my.
I want to go watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to.
And by the way, for those, I am this guy. Like I'm informed. I probably watch more news than most people because I just do. I just do, and I try and stay, and I watch all of it. I flip around, especially if there's a big story. I'll flip back and forth between CNN and Fox News. I might even throw a little MSNBC in there just to see what they're all saying.
Yeah, what the angle
is. Fascinating to me, the different angles. But a lot of times, like on social media, I don't get into it. I don't like those conversations. I don't, you know, I keep my yap shut and I vote.
You just want to be informed. That's
So, John Stewart, who's been outspoken, the former host of The Daily Show, who's been outspoken politically. Usually, if I hear him start talking, I'm going the other way because I'm not interested. But yesterday, he was in front of Congress, and he was talking about 9/11 survivors and taking those folks in Congress to task about why there has not been better health care or any health care, really, for 9/11 survivors and first responders and all of that who've gotten sick. And he was phenomenal.
As I sit here today, I can't help but think what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to. Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
Just so good.
Wow.
Just so good.
Passionate, intelligent. He started crying. It was just...
Amazing.
Yep.
So see, I'm shocked that you didn't take John Stewart.
That was my backup.
Well, that was my number one.
I like it.
John Stewart. Are you kidding me right now?
The greatest person in the world.
I'm just joking.
Will you admit that I now know Spence better than you?
Yeah. Well, I know nothing. It's obvious. Dogs and cats living together. I don't know what is that.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Per usual, we have no time. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Wanda Lampier from Spring Valley.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey.
Hi, buddy. Hi. So what did Dave's dad pay $52,000 for in 1968? And it works just fine, and you are not to touch it.
A cassette player.
Dave was so good when we did Imitate Your Dad and Win.
Dave, I bought that for $52,000 in 1968. Yep. There's nothing wrong with it. Not the thing I say. Dad, literally, that cassette tape player is
so good. So good.
Man.
Wanda, let us get you a pair of tickets to go to Wet n Wild during Dive-In Movies, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you. Have an amazing day. We'll see everybody right back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.